The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Every diocese in Ireland would collapse if priests retired at 75. That's according to Father Roy Donovan, spokesperson for the Association of Catholic Priests. But is Catholicism becoming a more functional thing for society than it was before? Well, joining me now is Portlaoise Parish Priest Father David Vard. Father, you're very welcome to the programme. How overstretched are you?
Hello, Ciara. How are you doing? I'm not so much overstretched. I love my work and I love what I do. I'm just actually on my way to the hospital now to do a hospital call of someone who's requiring a priest. But there are days when I'd love to have another curate in the parish, someone else to help me out. But I do love my job.
I mean, there was those comments today from Father Roy Donovan about the pressure that's on priests who are, of course, allowed to retire at the age of 75, that more and more of them are feeling now obliged to almost come out of retirement and to help younger priests like yourself out. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I'm actually just coming. I have another priest in the parish with me of Stradbally, which is where I am, and he's 89. And we were dividing, tomorrow is the first Friday of the month, and we go visit the sick and the housebound of the parish. And we were dividing up the list and who we'd go see to. And he kind of got a bit annoyed that my list was longer than his list. Because I would take people off his list, put on my list, because, you know, I'm younger than he is. But he feels hard done by that he can't go to as many people as I can go to. So I think as a body of people, we're very giving and we want to do things. And sometimes maybe we feel that as long as we're doing something, therefore we're useful. And if we're not doing something, then we're useless. But I think that's the message that we're trying to maybe that we want bishops to hear. Like, we're still priests, whether we're 33 or 89. And at 89, we're entitled to take a break and do our masses if we can, but also to relax like any other 89-year-old out there.
Do you find amongst your parishioners or indeed the wider Catholic community here that the expectations around priests' availability are still what they would have been 30 years ago?
I wasn't a priest 30 years ago, so I can't talk to that. But I do know that, yes, people, you know, we live in a consumer society. You know that, I know that. People want what they want and they want it on their terms. So I can set times for baptism in my parish. And if it doesn't suit them, then they tend to go to a different priest looking for something that does suit them. So I think that's unfair. You know, we can't always get what we want in life. We have times in our parishes for baptisms, for everything else. And it's not because we're greedy men and we want to safeguard our time. It's just because we do have a lot on. Like, we do have other things other than your baptism, which is lovely, and we love to celebrate these moments with people. It's not all that we do that day. So that's why we have to have schedules and times. And it's not fair then to go to ask maybe a retired or semi-retired priest to do something that just because it suits your schedule better. So I think that there might be a switch might be needed to say to people, listen, we're not as plentiful as we once were. We still love celebrating these moments with you, but we're asking you to maybe help us out and to get on board. Which a lot of people do. I'm not saying this is everyone. A lot of people understand how stretched we are, and will row in with us. But I think maybe that's the message. Maybe we need to be honest with our people and say, you know, there's only one of us. There's only one of me. Please don't go ask the retired man to do it just because it suits you better. But please row in with us.
In terms of the aging population, if we don't halt the decline in vocations in the Catholic Church, yeah, what is the Catholic Church going to look like in 10, 20 years in this country?
I'd love to be able to say that I have a crystal ball and to look into the future. I mean, there is a process going on at the moment. I don't know if you're aware, the synod is in the Universal Church, but there's also an Irish synod going on. And that's sort of the questions we're looking at. You know, maybe we need more involvement for lay people. Priests have been doing jobs now for a long, long time in parishes. They don't necessarily mean that a priest has to do them. A layperson can do them just as well and just as good. So maybe, or might be a model of a parish might be run by a lay team, and there might be a floating priest in the locality who go around doing the sacrament. But I mean, we do have men in seminaries. It's not as long as there's no hope. There is hope in the Jubilee Year of Hope. There's plenty of hope out there. And you know, but the model of church that I think even I grew up with is definitely going to be changed. It has to change. It does have to change. I think we have to be honest with ourselves and say it does have to change. And because we don't have the priest to do it anymore.
All right, Father David Vard, you do sound like a busy man, so I'll let you get back to your duties. But thank you for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.